Like I mentioned earlier, from Callis Remarks with Joe Stasek and Steve Callis, our podcast. My man Steve Callis is on the Comcast Business Hotline as we speak. Hello, Steven. How you doing today, my friend?
Everything good. Great to be with you, Joe.
You too, brother. You know, we talked, we watched, we texted during Game 5 and whatever, and I talked about the Sixers, and, you know, it's the Requiem Week, Requiem Show for the Sixers, 52 wins this year, 56 if you include the playoffs, but... And I will stay away from the word should, but I think they could have won the series, and they could have certainly, you know, sent it to six or seven games. But situationally, they came up real small in a couple of those games, including Game 5. Your thoughts?
Well, a lot of thoughts. I know it's a little late after the fact, but maybe we'll go backwards a little bit. We might want to have, if you're the 76ers, a timeout with 2.4 seconds left so we can get the ball to half court.
You think?
That's the first thing I would look at.
All right.
Going back from there. Well, let me go way back to the, to much earlier. You know,
Game 2.
Well, not that far.
Okay.
When Redick hits that 3 to cut it to 113-112, Embiid with the dumbest technical of the year. He just pushed Baines just to push him.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Yep.
And that's a totally different game. Now, Redick hit like a 3 from 7 feet behind the line. People will call and say, "Yeah, you never know what's going to happen." But a tee is not a play. A tee is obviously just a dead ball foul shot.
Yep.
So you could make an argument that the same thing would have happened, and you could make an argument that that tee is the difference between a chance to win and not winning. A few other things. 109-107. I don't know if you'll remember. Well, you'll remember the play, but here's what happened. I'm sorry, 111-109. Celtics up 2. Tatum's goes for the layup. And it looked like a bunny. And he missed it. You remember Smart came in to tie it.
Yeah.
To tie it.
Yep.
And if anyone can still look at that film, I still have it on tape. Redick is guarding Smart, and when Tatum goes to the basket, Smart is literally in front of Redick, but at the foul line. If Redick steps in front of Smart and boxes him out, 76ers get the ball and still have the lead by 2. I think, and if you watch it, you'll see, Redick just thought Tatum was laying it in. He was actually starting to go the other way. Meanwhile, Smart goes to the basket and gets an uncontested tip in to tie up the game.
Yeah, yep.
One other thing, Simmons is playing defense. The ball is on the other side. This is when Tatum goes to the basket and catches an easy pass underneath for a layup by himself. Simmons is guarding him 22 feet from the basket. Simmons is standing, I'm going to say, you know, whatever, 15, 17 feet from the basket. Turns to look at the ball on the other side. Tatum goes to the basket. Simmons never saw him. Layup. So there's a lot of little things. I've just mentioned 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That really was the difference. That's kind of intro to basketball stuff. And just maybe a loss of focus, a loss of concentration. As you know, you do that in the playoffs for 2 seconds, bang, backdoor layup. You do that for 2 seconds, bang, easy follow tap. You do that for 2 seconds, bang, stupid technical. You do that, not managing your timeouts, bang, you got no timeout, 2.4 seconds left. Now, are they going to score with 2.4 seconds left? Well, you know what? They got a much better chance from half court.
Of course.
Let Brad Stevens call the play, and I probably could get him a layup in 2.4 seconds because he did that a few times.
Yes, he did.
Now, I heard the Colangelo quote, they obviously couldn't. And we all agree that's true. But keep in mind, these guys, to me, especially Simmons and Embiid, are going to be much better next year. Not better. I think they're going to be significantly better, as sure. good as they were. Even though I heard Simmons say he's just going to, like, tweak his shot a little or work on his shot a little. Again, in the old days, as 1,000 jumpers a day, that's not let's tweak it.
Yeah.
Let's go out and take 12-footers, 14-footers, 16-footers, 18-footers. If this guy can hit a jumper behind the foul line, he's incredibly more dangerous.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, we've heard, I don't know if we want to get to LeBron yet, that's mostly my comments on the final game because it was a winnable game. I thought in 3 or 4 or 5 different ways, frankly. And look, I thought they were going to win the series before it started. Obviously, the Celtics were a lot better. A lot of these guys did step up. I understand that caller who said Tatum was the most NBA ready. So what does that mean? He's not going to get better? I mean, the guy was unbelievable. He's the rookie of the year in the playoffs.
He was great. Yeah. Great.
I still think Simmons is rookie of the year. But I got to say, they had a lot of opportunities, the big lead in game two, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to go over it again. Sure. But when Colangelo says they obviously couldn't, he's right. But that is a little cold. It's true, but cold, Joe, because those two guys were essentially rookies. Simmons was, and beat at 31 games. And that's the future, obviously. But obviously, we all agree, especially since this is the Celtics without Kyrie, which is why I thought they could win that series, and without Gordon Hayward, who played, you know, 3 minutes or whatever he played. So next year, they're much better already because they got these secondary guys to play huge minutes, and they're good. So they obviously do need help, but don't discount the fact, at least in my opinion, I don't think Embiid's taking stupid technicals next year. I don't think when you're losing 3-0 and you're winning game 4 next year that Embiid would go up to a guy like Morris and point to his head like we're inside your head. And then Morris just makes him look like a moron on national TV by just putting up 3-0, 3-0, 3-0.
Yeah, not smart.
It's
not
like
smart.
You're losing a playoff football game 35-0 and you intercept the pass.
Right, and you start waving in front of the opponent's face. It's amateur stuff. I mentioned it earlier. He needs to grow up a little bit and mature. And he will. Now let me get to you mentioned LeBron, and I read an article in the Denver Post for whatever reason. I'm reading the article earlier today, and again, I when I hear this, I just want to drown myself because I'm hearing this guy's not a great fit. LeBron isn't a great fit here. This guy's a better fit than LeBron. They're talking about Paul George being a better fit than LeBron James. Can you help me out here?
You don't even know what to say. I will say this. There's this myth that LeBron can't play without the ball. And I'll go back to Game 7 in their first series. George Hill, who is a good point guard. No one's going to say he's a great NBA point guard. But George Hill didn't play for 3.5 games. He was hurt.
Yep.
He came into the second half of Game 7. And LeBron let him handle the ball. If they had, in the second half, I'm just picking a number, if they had 30 possessions, I don't know if that's the true number, but if they had 30 possessions, George Hill brought it up 25, 26 times. So the reason LeBron handled the ball so much earlier in that series, and even in the next series, is because, A, he's LeBron, B, they didn't have a point guard. Now, Hill was up and down in Toronto. I thought he played well at times, but if you give him a guy who's a real point guard, you think, here's, I'm not saying Ben Simmons is Magic Johnson. I understand people are saying Magic 2.0. I'm certainly not there. Magic wasn't a great shooter either, but he could certainly shoot, 15, 17, occasional three.
That's good.
Much better than Ben Simmons.
Yep.
But if LeBron was playing with Magic Johnson, you think there'd be like a problem? I mean, it's almost too stupid to talk about.
That's so. What I mean. I feel stupid. It's feeling insulted just trying to explain how ridiculous that sounds.
And the other problem, if you're going to say that Paul George is a better fit than LeBron, that would be fine if they were like close to equal on the player scale.
Right.
But there's LeBron and Durant up there all by themselves, in my opinion. Then you could maybe look at guys like a Harden or a Westbrook. I would put a Kawhi Leonard in there if healthy because he defends better than those other two guys. But after that top five, you're getting to a lesser level. Maybe you put Curry in, but they're not going anywhere. In other words, is LeBron going to go join a Harden? Is he going to go join a Westbrook? Obviously not. The big three in OKC didn't work out because I think Carmelo's not a big anything anymore.
Right.
So I just think if you're going to tell me that George and LeBron, if they were on a similar level and George is a better fit, fine. But they're not. You're talking the greatest player in the game today who just had his greatest season, who's still making unbelievable shots, one of the greatest players of all time, and Paul George, who is an excellent, he could be a big part of a big three. He just can't be number one.
Right. Yeah.
No, and again,
right.
The beauty of Durant was going in and he became the big one of a big four. Wherever LeBron goes, he's the big one of whatever, but you need it to be a big three or I think even a big four. And we talked hopingly about Markelle Fultz maybe even making it a big five if LeBron and Paul George went there.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a bunch of questions there, but if you're going to actually be an expert and say, Oh, yeah, Paul George would fit with Philly better than LeBron because LeBron needs the ball. Then I'm sorry, you're not an expert. You don't know what you're watching.
Oh, it's apples and mushrooms. Apples and mushrooms, Stephen. It's just unbelievable. Steve Callis from Callis Remarks on the Comcast Business Hotline. Steve, Boston and Cleveland, the only two teams that remain standing in the East. What would bode better for the 76ers in terms of the LeBron James hunt? LeBron James going to the finals, getting bounced early, a close series, not a close series. Do you see any situation working out better for the 76ers?
Yeah, I think it's better, and we've talked about this for many months now, but I think it's better if LeBron makes the finals because he's got that streak. And I still think he has to make a decision towards next year if he's leaving Cleveland. And as you know, I think he's definitely leaving Cleveland. But he doesn't want to go to the West, in my opinion, where he could get knocked out in the second round or the conference finals. And if he stays in the East and he goes to Philadelphia, just picking a team, he goes to Philadelphia, then it's whoever he's on against the Celtics next year. And I think LeBron, with the big two that is there, and maybe bring in Paul George, or maybe with incredible development from Markelle Fultz, still a gigantic question mark, I think he gets back to the finals the following year. If he's part of a Big Four, they have a chance against Golden State. I don't think a Big Three has a chance against Golden State. It 2 years ago without Durant, it worked for Cleveland and Kyrie when he was there. This year, Isaiah was going to be a Big Three. Didn't work out. Kevin Love didn't play like even a Big Two until the last few games. So I think it's better if Cleveland does beat Boston to make the finals, because then LeBron's streak of making the finals, what are the 8 years in a row?
Yeah,
that will be intact. And I think that means something to him, and it would give him even a little more look. It's the intelligent move to stay in the East if you can get on a team that can beat Golden State.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve, because you lead me to my next question. Houston's taking on Golden State, and then I mentioned the two teams left in the East. What if Houston takes them down and wins the whole thing this year, and LeBron's looking at this saying, if I go to Houston, they're already better than Golden State. It'll put them way over the top, and, you know, that's my easiest route. Or do you think he has any, attraction for the situation next year in the East that he might be slugging it out with his ex-teammate Kyrie? Do you think that has any motivation for him, or the other situation I mentioned?
I think the number one motivation is, I want to tie Jordan. He said that a number of times. So I need three championships. How am I going to get them in the next, I'll say, 5 years? And by the fourth or fifth year, maybe the third year, he won't be the king. He'll have to take kind of a secondary role. That's why I think with Simmons and Embiid with such an upside, that they'll be at that point able to be champions, lead the way, have LeBron still. Maybe LeBron thinks he's never going to be like a number two or three guy on the team. I think if he wants to win three more titles, he'll have to be. If Houston beat Golden State, which would shock me, but I guess they have a puncher's chance of doing that. If Houston beats Golden State, maybe he goes to Houston. Maybe he's the Kevin Durant of Houston.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And that's a possibility. I just don't think they're going to. I don't see. You think there's more than a puncher's chance of Houston beating Golden State?
No.
I don't.
I really don't. I was just throwing it out there hypothetically.
No, I think it's down to those two teams. And the Celtics are going to be really, really good next year. But I think wherever LeBron goes, he's immediately the number one guy. And they're immediately winning their conference if they're in the East, challenging Golden State if they're in the West. And I'm not saying the team doesn't matter. It obviously does matter. But whoever those stars are, wherever he goes, are going to be behind LeBron, just like Curry and Thompson and Green became behind KD the day he showed up. And everybody was cool with that.
Yeah.
And as you know, it turned out already into one championship. I'd be surprised if it turns out into two. You know, we're making a big deal out of the East. I understand because it's the 76ers conference. But it's really almost like, the right to lose to Golden State. That's my view of the Final Four. And would be even if the Sixers had beaten the Celtics.
Sure.
Because I think people got a little delusional. We can win the East and go all the way. I thought they had a chance to win the East. But you know me, I'm picking Cleveland all the way until they stick that stake LeBron's heart, including if they had played the 76ers, because people thought they'd lose to Indiana, then people thought they'd lose to Toronto, but it's LeBron at at even a higher level than LeBron has been, which is, you know, again, kind of hard to believe.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff in his 15th year, 33 years old. Hey, great stuff, my friend. Appreciate you checking in. We'll catch up with you again and enjoy the games tonight and tomorrow, pal.
Always a pleasure.
You too, Steven. Take care of yourself, my friend. Steve Callis.